Good morning. I'm great, and I'm so glad to hear Keith and have him back with us.
That's right. The summer of Keith. He's everywhere but here, so we get to rent him for the week and get caught up on issues that are affecting the MCCSC. And obviously the first one that jumped off the page to me today, reading the local paper, the preschool, the MCCSC, which faction of the preschool? Tell me about the $5,000 that was awarded.
Well, you know, it's a wonderful recognition. This is a not-for-profit state agency that awarded, I think, 14 awards throughout the state, and we were one of them, recognizing our success in our preschool program. And I've got to say, our community foundation has been a key in helping us create preschool programs throughout our different elementary schools. We've been able to add different programs each year because of the Community Foundation. And I believe the organization that awarded the award the money to us is one of their partners is the Lilly Foundation, which also supports our Community Foundation. So we know that Lilly is a great supporter of early childhood education. And I think this is a great indication that we're really on the right track by continuing to develop different preschool programs.
Sue, while we're on that topic and preschool and all of these kinds of things, August 9th is the big day, and people are listening and their kids, and they've just moved in and all that. Where do you go? And let's talk about how we get our kids enrolled, what they need to do, and all of those kinds of things.
And, you know, that is all on the MCCSC website. Now, if people can't access that, they can certainly contact our administration center at 812-330-7700. But, you know, I always love this because for whatever reason, I've always loved office supplies and school supplies.
Right.
So the school supply lists are on the website. Parents can also get that from our administration center. And it's by school. So when you know what school your child will be going to, you can find the specific school supply list for that school.
And even some teachers, what class it's going to be, too.
Hey, well, yes.
While we're talking about school supplies, if you're out there and you're buying at some of these places that have the specials, the Bloomington Rotary Clubs have a thing called Teacher's Warehouse. And they provide to teachers, and the average teacher, and these numbers have got to be low compared to what they're spending now, anywhere from $500 to $1,000 out of their own pocket each year to put classroom supplies in for the kids who can't afford it or don't have it, et cetera. And Teacher's Warehouse allows teachers to come in and pick up supplies to take back to their classroom to alleviate some of the costs that it costs teachers to provide those materials.
Right, and not even just to cover families who might not be able to provide those things, but just general things that are needed in classrooms, such as, you know, extra notebooks and extra writing implements, rubber bands. There's all
glue
kinds of
sticks.
Things at Teacher's Warehouse that even, you know, teachers use for special projects. And you know, Keith, this was started, boy, how long has this been going on
now? It's been going on at least 15, 20 years.
Okay. Because this is just, it's just a great program. It's for teachers who are in public schools governed by elected governing boards. And they've opened it up now, I think, to some other counties. Perhaps.
Yeah, it's beyond Monroe County. And the other thing is, the news is they're trying to see if they can expand to include high school teachers.
I saw that in a notification. And the Teacher's Warehouse is where the old Aurora used to be. Over on, what is that, 8th Street?
Over by Ernie Butler Park.
Yes. And it's just, it's all volunteer staff. That's the other thing that's so great about this is it's a lot of retired teachers, a lot of education supporters who believe this is so important to help teachers this way. And it's really nice to see an all-volunteer organization.
Well, let me throw in a plug, too, because the MCCSC has provided the facility for them to have in order to do this at a very good cost so that it kind of pays the utilities, and that's pretty much it. But, boy, they sure can use supplies over there.
There you go, and this is the time of year to help fill it up. One other thing I'd like to add to it, I saw an email today, because obviously I have children or a child in the MCCSE. If you currently have students enrolled in the MCCSE Skyward system, online registration is now open until August 20th. Simply use your Skyward Family Access login information at the website to access the new online registration packet. You can change your passwords, do all that stuff, and if you don't have access, you can do it. Visit your child's school, not child school, your right. child's school, as they open on July 24th, office hours during that time are 8 to 4, so if you need to get enrolled with that. New student enrollment and families enrolling for the first time still need to visit the school after they reopen on July 24th to enroll in person. So again, you can find all this on the mccse.edu.
Well, the other nice thing about that with the technology is we've got a way that if your child takes the school bus, you can find out where the bus is and how soon it's going to be there. You've got that kind of thing. You can find out if you've got children in different schools, what the various schools are doing for programs. You can also see what the school lunches are going to be.
All of it's covered there. And Sue, when we talked last week, obviously we spent a good amount of time on the new school lunch program. Any new developments in that, or is that something we're just going to hear, or you're going to hear at your school board meeting here in a couple of weeks?
I believe that the superintendent is going to bring us a revised policy, and after meeting, as we talked about, with interested stakeholders in the community, including some not-for-profit and social service agencies, Superintendent DeMuth was rewriting the policy, but also writing some guidelines in terms of how lunches would be covered for children who don't have adequate funds in their account. So, I anticipate we'll see that in a couple weeks, because I think the goal is to be able to do this before we start school, which, as we know, happens fairly soon.
Sue, one of the other things that's going on, we'll hear more about it, is there's, and people may have read some of this, a bonding effort, and it's a bonding effort to handle repairs and upgrades to the schools, and this is a long-term process, and you wanted to mention something about that.
I sure did, because we mentioned it a little bit, but we had the hearing at our meeting in June, and we approved the sale of bonds for $120 million. Now, it sounds like it is. It's a whole lot of money, and people might be saying, well, what are you doing? Is that taxing me again? And what it'll do is just be part of our debt account. And so the debt that we have right now is one of our funds. So we pay out of that debt fund to pay our debt. And the $120 million bond will be structured so as, as the debt lowers, this will be added. Well, it will replace the debt that we now have. So that debt will never be any higher. And we didn't just pick out the number $120 million. We started this in 2014 with a strategic facilities assessment committee that the superintendent appointed with people from the community, parents, families, teachers, staff, to look at what we wanted to do with our facilities. And people can take a look. This is on the MCCSC website, because I think it's just very impressive, because every single one of our facilities was touched, was looked at, was assessed by CSO architects. It's pages of the kinds of things that were rated, and the things that fell in, it was a rating of 1 to 5. So the things that were in poor condition, the 4s and 5s, are the things that we're making recommendations to go forward and do some work on that. And this bonding should last for the next 20 years. So we now have a very long-term plan of what we need to do to bring our buildings up to not just maintenance, basic maintenance, but also educational and programmatic efficiency, so that kids are in buildings and teachers are in buildings that are the most conducive to learning.
And some of that work has already started. Dr. David Peller, the principal at Jackson Creek, was talking about they're out there probably done now putting a new roof on their building.
Still working away.
Right. So I would hope people would take a look, because this is something that not all communities are able to do with their school buildings. And we're a fairly large school corporation with a large campus structure with a lot of buildings and a lot of schools. And we're fortunate that we've had people working in maintenance and working in finance so that we break this down to pay a little bit at a time, and we're never socked with some horrible, horrible maintenance bill. So I think I just think a lot of people would be interested to see what the plan is going forward for 20 years.
Well, and as you already pointed out, it's a fiscally responsible plan.
Has
to be the way to put it together.
And the other part is, in the next 20 years, there's going to be other buildings that get 20 years older and have issues to deal with as well. So
well,
it's never
exactly.
Well, my point is, it never ends, and it never begins.
No,
it's you're not going to build everything brand new and from scratch.
Hey, just like your house, you need to fix things from time to time.
Time to time.
Yeah.
Every time you walk in, that's what time you have to do that. Uh-huh. Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein are our guests this morning. They both serve on the MCCSE school board. We know their school board meetings are the fourth Tuesday of every month, so that means it'll be the 25th of July. That will be the next time you all get together. What else do we need to cover this morning, Sue? Summertime, rolling along. Everything's good?
Yeah, as we've talked about the last few weeks, our administration is in the process of still hiring new people. And by the 25th of July, we should have some word on recommendations for new administrator hires.
Excellent.
And we've got a new HR director who I'm sure is just running wild.
Well, she has to replace herself.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and she's new and she's hiring new people. So I think it's always an exciting time. People don't realize that school, almost for staff, gets busier in the summer, as everyone is trying to plan for the fall and get people hired and in.
All right, excellent. We'll keep us in the loop. We'll look for that in the paper and everything else, and we'll get caught up next Thursday.
Okie dokie. Talk to you later. Thank you.
Sue Wanzer, Keith Klein, Birth. It's the Swedish Chef news morning.
Gee whiz.
Get a radio program, will you? They both serve on the MCCSE school board. Borky Borky.